Christ was born. Oh, now divine, oh night divine. Ooh.
baby boy would save our sons and daughters. Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver.
Essential vitamins and minerals, including zinc, calcium, and iron for your baby's healthy growth. Yum Vita, a delicious way to grow. This advert is FDA approved.
Hey, Majwa, you bought a new flat screen TV.
My sister, ma weninda ho.
Hey, and a washing machine too.
Yeah, ma weninda ho. It's remaining a deep freezer.
Hey, where dear Majwa, show me the way, show me the way.
Enter the Ungalicious ma weninda ho promo, and you too can win big. There's up to 1 million Ghana cedis in cash and other prizes to dash. Submit 25 Unga promo wrappers of shrimp tablet and 5 of any other variant at any of our designated centers, and you will win prizes instantly. No corner bra simbia. Promo runs from October 16th to December 31st, 2023. Terms and conditions apply. This advert is FDA approved. Unga, mama's helping hand.
When you want to eat, just Momo it. Tired of the long queues in the supermarket? Pay with Momo. When you really want that beautiful new blouse, just Momo it. When you want to get a trim and get fresh to impress you know who, just Momo it. When you need to pay your utility bills and domestic staff, Shani Momo. When you want to send love to the family back home, send some Momo. Join the millions of MTN Momo users all over Ghana and live life the brighter way. So just Momo it. MTN.
Ah, Ophelia, did you brush your teeth before eating?
No, mommy. Anytime I use daddy's toothpaste, I get bruises in my mouth and sometimes I feel like vomiting.
Mm-mm, that's not an excuse. As a child, you need to brush your teeth before you take your breakfast to avoid tartar and cavity, okay? And you, why are you laughing at your sister? Have you brushed your teeth?
Yes, Mom. I used the Kel Kids toothpaste you brought yesterday to brush my teeth.
Well done, darling. Kel Kids toothpaste is made for kids like you from 2 years to 6 years.
It was so sweet like strawberry. I even wanted to eat it, Mom.
No, you can't eat it. It's toothpaste, not toffee, okay? It's always advisable to give your kids Kel Kids toothpaste to brush their teeth. Kel Kids toothpaste strengthens teeth and prevents decay and cavities. As a mother, I always make sure my kids use Kel Kids toothpaste. Kel Kids toothpaste with strawberry flavor makes brushing exciting for our kids.
Kel, happy, smart.
This advert is FDA approved.
Hey, Ghana Fope Tasty Tom Tomato Mix Yusu. Woko choba. Restauranta. If you swa eye.
Tasty Tom. Me yo your fame jani ni ako yupa. Me you see Tasty Tom Tomato Mix. Eye koko kama. Wadi ye jania. What's a rich tomato flavor no? Nani tasting so dear. On point.
Sa.
Me choba. Me fa Tasty Tom ka krebi yam kwa ine froya. Na ye bebre. Me handwriting so. And sisada. Inti customers ba.
Neba.
Mia chef. Tasty Tom gives you value for money. I don't compromise on the quality of my food. Inti me top up ano.
At once.
Use Tasty Tom Enriched Tomato Mix.
This advert is FDA approved.
Good morning to every one of you. Impatience can teach you lessons in this life, eh? Can you imagine that I am coming to Joy FM and I missed my way? Like, how? Because I was just simply impatient. So this morning, if I have any word at all for you, I beg, be patient. Be patient. Because the very things that you're rushing to do and may not be impatient about, you just could end up missing them. Early morning, I swear it's rough. But thank God I am here. Good morning. And welcome to Home Affairs. Sorry we had to keep you waiting for a bit, but I'm just being honest. Mabu, may you're rough. Just because I was being impatient and then I took a wrong turn and then took another wrong turn and got to a dead end and how to come out became a problem. But I bless God, I am fine, I am here now. And this morning, we have a very interesting conversation for you. It's going to be a series of conversations we're going to be having this December. Ahead of that, let me say a very big thank you to all of you who turned out yesterday at the Joy FM Loyal Listener Promo. Sarah Agbi was crowned the most loyal listener of Joy FM 2023. Sarah, congratulations to you and to every other person who was a contestant yesterday. Cynthia, Abina, Joseph, Jacob, Nene. Drusilla, I'm still very interested in why you couldn't make it. Abina. Annie, congratulations to all of you and every one of you who turned up. And hey, Team Joy FM. Almost every single member of the team was there yesterday. We had a good time. Thank you. Hotel Cheche, we appreciate you. Labadi Beach Hotel, Maha Beach Resort, Mayflower Inn Hotel, my good friend Marion Mante and the team at Coco Crunch. Sonotech Medical and Diagnostic Center. You all came through for us, making the Joy FM Loyal Listener Promo a really very good one. Thank you all very much. We appreciate you. Keep listening. Adanse Travels. For all you care, next year we will be giving out a car or a house. You may never know. But this morning, Home Affairs is brought to you by Amasha Partners Limited and iCare. Yum Vita, a delicious way to grow. Dano Milk, choose tasty milk, choose nourishment, choose Dano Milk, go for it. Unga, Mama's Helping Hand, and Tasty Tom Enriched Tomato Mix. Wofa kakra, na ye bebre. This morning, we want to have a conversation around possible conflict triggers around the times in which we are. It's Christmas season, you know. Let's buy this, let's do this, let's decorate the house, let's have a Christmas budget, let's go buy gifts, let's visit this person. Some people want to travel from wherever and come to celebrate Christmas with the family and all that. And some of these decisions, going into them, having these conversations up and down, I mean, you're working towards, you know, having a very good family time. And then if you don't take care, you just might end up in, you know, a conflict zone. I know that there are homes that are already conflicting because maybe wife is saying that, and usually this comes from us, the wives, you know, we've been here all year, so we want to go for holidays, at least let's go for holidays. Me, I went to say some and it was, you know, it backfired. So I know most of us, most of the time it comes from the wives. I mean, let's go on a holiday, at least 3 or 4 days out of the home. You don't want to wake up on Christmas Day and be cooking and all that. And then you are looked at and go like, really? Right after Christmas, there's, you know, fees to be paid. People have to go back to school and all that. Remember that Christmas is not just about us. You probably will have to give one or two things to one or two people because there are people around you, and you know that definitely they may not be able to really afford even meals for themselves this season. So you're considering all of this, and then if you don't know how to go about it, it becomes a problem. I also learned that it's a time that sometimes sibling rivalry just, you know, shoots up like that. For whatever reason, I do not know. It's also a time that if you don't take care, couples will end up not bonding because you're running around doing so much. Someone told me that even the traffic in town around this season can get couples and families conflicting because you probably have agreed that we need to be somewhere at a particular point in time. And then you set out and you did not anticipate that the traffic was going to be that bad. And then your partner is waiting and waiting and waiting. And before you realize, nah, I asked him for fro. Someone says, church activities can cause conflicts around this season. And so we want to, I mean, you may be having these conversations in your home and not be thinking that this could be possible big issues for you. And that's how come we want to start looking at some of these things so that you're very careful. Unexpected, your Friday is saying? Unrealistic expectations, you know, can also cause, you know, yeah, we've been married for, some people have been married for 40 years. They are still expecting big Christmas gifts and hampers from their partners. And if it doesn't come, you don't love me anymore. And then there is a problem. So that we are aware of some of these things and know how to go about it. So that we don't end up creating issues in our homes instead of trying to create peace. And that's what we are about this morning. So once again, welcome. If you're looking at your partner and you are smiling about some of the things you're fighting about already, you want to share with us on 0302216541. That brother is on WhatsApp, which is 0551111997. 0551111997. Mama T, Kobna, Tabedu, good morning. You're welcome. I promise you, from next week, you celebrate Christmas in peace. Amen.
Don't yes, make promises you can't fulfill.
Oh, no, I will fulfill
you
these
might
ones.
Just break them.
So don't say nothing, right?
Oh, yeah. Dear. I had to call Mama T like one time. Called Kobe around one time. And Ariel, is Ariel on Zoom? And Ariel is on Zoom as well. Because Daniela, are you the one they are using the For Girls on? Daniela is acting in For Girls, Uncle Ebo's new play.
Okay.
And so she's been rehearsing and going around all weekend. She hasn't been minding me. Me too, Joy FM Loyal Listener promo. We've been running around. So eventually when we called our guest, you know, it was a bit late, but Mama T will come through for you. Kobe will come through for you. Ariel will come through for you. PG Sebastian will come through for you. Kofi will come through for you. Lawyer Pencil, thank you all so much. You have been supportive of this program and we appreciate you. Now let's get into the conversation. Ariel, it's been a while though. How are you?
I'm very well. Yourself?
I am good. Thank you. Hey, after the girls trip, no, I haven't seen you. You promised you're going to come and take me out. You haven't done it. Mama T also. Mama T also. Okay, great. Mama T owes me a Dubai trip. She hasn't done it.
Don't
yet.
Worry. It is well.
Happy.
Kofi, you have to take me to Togo.
That's fine. Right. We will fulfill all that.
Don't mind me.
All your promises will come to pass.
Okay, great. So we want to look at, I mean, it will sound like, oh, this is not a big issue, but there are homes that will identify with the conversation we're about having. Possible conflict triggers during this festive seasons, and this festive season, sorry, and how we can ensure that our home is peaceful. Kobe, do I wait for you to finish taking the water? Because I was going to start with you.
Okay, let's start.
Okay, so I want to start with you. What are some of the areas or some of the things that can trigger conflict in our homes this season that we really have to look out for?
Finance.
The big one.
The big one.
Now, and when you break it down, one of them will be the kids. The kids, the things we would want for the kids. Now, we all know that providing for the kids, the man is responsible for providing for the home.
Mm.
But the woman is normally responsible for deciding what they need.
Mm.
And the man has to juggle what we need now.
Yeah, talking
today.
About an ideal home where the man is responsible for providing. Because there are homes that is the woman who provides.
Of course.
Okay.
He has to juggle between what we need for the now and for tomorrow.
Mm.
And knowing very well that Christmas is a heavy expenditure period, a lot of activities and all that. But immediately after Christmas, we are going back to school.
Mm.
And so he has to balance between providing for now and providing for then. Now, if you are not wise, let me put it that way, as a husband, you are likely to satisfy your wife. And then immediately after Christmas, school reopens.
Mm-hmm.
And then the shame comes to you. When the children don't turn up for school because school fee hasn't been paid, nobody points at the woman. Look at the man. So he has to balance between them. But if you have finite resources, you may not be able to meet all the needs. So you have to find a way of balancing them. And this is where you have to prioritize. And that is where the problem starts when you try to prioritize. Another major source of conflict is gifting. Who do we give what to? And why are you giving this one this and you are leaving this one? So you are going to give this to your mother. What about my mother? Then the problem starts. As for the holiday, typical Ghanaian homes, we don't go for holiday. So that, or we don't travel for holiday as in go outside
things
the country.
Things have changed though, uncle.
Now, when things change like this,
yes,
we are just putting unnecessary pressure on ourselves.
But isn't it necessary?
It is not.
Ah, sensing.
It is not. We are just killing ourselves, living above our means.
You are trying to pour water on my plants.
I know.
I have spoiled the party already. Because I'm a man.
Ah.
And when the pressure comes, it is us who bear it. We will not. Let's be happy with our rice and chicken. When we're children, we eat rice and chicken at Christmas. If you are lucky, you get the thigh at Christmas. Other than that, you'll be happy with the leg and the neck.
I know, right? The neck in lies to
the intestines cry.
So let us cut our coats. Not according to our size.
Mm.
Because sometimes our size is bigger than the cloth.
The cloth.
You buy more.
So cut the coat according to your cloth.
Yeah. Mm. And if it won't fit you?
Wear miniskirt. That's the only time we are agreed that we're miniskirt.
You know when you talked about the gifted, right? Mm-hmm. The one that is even more annoying are the people who have specific gift expectations of you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, it is not about what you want to give them. No.
So you ubo musio and you go and give them something, then they will look at it and say, ah, and say, whoopa, we now to me they buy. That's why here
Juma go bottom. You know? And families, couples can end up fighting over such.
Mm.
And then it would destabilize the peace in your home.
Mm.
So Kobe has given us three areas to look out for: finance, giftings, and he says that the holidays, cut your coat according to your cloth. Simply meaning, if you can comfortably afford it, why not? If you can't, you don't make it your headache. Don't stress over it. Mama T.
So Kobe has narrowed, he has zeroed in on exactly what is going to happen. Yesterday I was in Accra. I thought that it's Friday, it's a holiday.
That place is butu-butu already.
Hi, my body is aching as I'm sitting here. I was in Accra and I was in the thick of Accra. I had to park somewhere and walk. Then I was going to look for a dress. That small dress, I asked for the dress in August. It was 800. It is 1,300. Come and see me and bargaining. The man said, ah, madam. So what I'm trying to say here, that traffic is going to be one of the things a lot of couples are going to be dealing with.
Mm.
This morning was, even as early as 5:30, it was bad.
Mm.
And so couples should also look at when to go out. Do you have money to shop early enough? Over the last many years, I start Christmas in August. I start Christmas in August. I start buying for the children as early as August. Wow. I start saving for Christmas in June. So I am putting 1,000 down because my papa will say that Charlie, 5,000, no. And it's 5,000. That is his budget.
Mm.
Like my Asofo, you can't stress him much.
Mm.
That is his budget. And so if you want more than 5,000, that one is going to come from you.
Wherever.
And so me, I start mine because I can put down only 1,000. Look at how much I make. So I will start putting my 1,000 down in June. So when I add it to this, I am making like 10,000, then I can flex on Christmas. If that is what you want to do, then start saving early and then start buying the gifts also early. I will want to tell those who are expecting, some of them, the expectations are too high. And there are people who are on your list. There is nothing you can do. You can't shut them out. You are the reason why they are going to celebrate Christmas. And yes, the message of Christmas is goodwill and towards men. And we are showing the love of Christ, God, to many. And so, yes, we have to give gifts. But let's tell all those who are expecting gifts from us, we are bringing what we can. Let nobody stress you, especially in-laws. As for in-laws, you can't cut them off. You would need to send them something.
Mm.
But Mama, if we don't bring you 2 bags of rice as we usually do, and we bring even 2 bags of the 5 kilos, accept it, because we all know that Ghana has come some way.
Ghana is she.
When it has to do with money and other things. Spend wisely. I'll keep saying spend wisely. Yesterday, I saw a lot of parents in town, and I heard that SS students are going to school on Tuesday.
Yes.
So they are going and they are coming back and they are going back. And so if you are a family who has a little to deal with when it has to do with finance, spend wisely. Christmas will come and go, and we will still be here. The birthday is Jesus's birthday.
Not yours.
It is not yours. Don't stress too much. Don't worry your head too much. If you can, chill, but if you can't, do small and let the day be fine. Wives, don't stress your husbands too much if they can't afford much. I'm telling you, a friend told me that till today, I don't know if today he has been paid, but as at Wednesday, he has still not been paid salary because his organization, I don't know what is happening. And I know that wife is expecting money for
for Christmas and for all of the things. Perhaps this year you can stop buying new clothes for the children. Perhaps this year you can stop buying new shoes for them. Maybe this year we don't have to have a party. Churches are organizing a lot of end of year conventions. Mm-hmm. And so we are going, we are coming, we are going, we are going, we are coming, we are going, we are coming.
And a lot of fundraising.
Yes, from Monday through to Sunday. And I am not saying anything. I'm saying that at the end of the year, so we need to be very spiritual. Mm-hmm. But again, when it has to do with money, the traffic said that it will take a lot of fuel from us. We can perhaps look at some 3-day programs instead of a 7-day program. I am just thinking aloud. Thank you.
Thank you. And I was going to come to the churches specific before I come to Ariel. There is also, and these conversations, right, usually you would have conversations with people and they come up and you're wondering, like, it's actually their headache and they are stressing over it. I have a friend who is in a choir, and it's like this season there are programs, and for each of the program you have to wear a different dress. Yes. Mm. And you have to buy the fabrics. Mm. And make. Yeah. Them and all that, and if you are not able to buy it, then you won't be featured.
Yes.
Or you won't be part. But then what I really want to do is actually sing, because I know I have the gift, but I don't have the money to do all the fanfare that comes around it. Does that mean that I should not be able to express my gift? And that is really the person's worry. Like, and should I go and borrow to do it and things like that? Of all the problems in the world, this is the person's problem. Mama T, you also, Mami, some of these things, how do we go about them?
Yes, it's one of the difficulties a lot of people in ministries in churches have.
Hmm.
So there are churches where every Sunday we are wearing a new dress. I don't know what happens with our charismatic churches, but you know, in our
Orthodox
churches, we all have one robe, and so you can wear anything under.
Exactly.
And then wear the robe. We are all here together.
Mm.
If we have to be changing new clothes every Sunday after Sunday, it is not even only for the choristers. There are church members who have come to believe that to be prosperous means to be changing clothes every Sunday.
Aye.
Yes, I mean to be wearing new things every Sunday. And so for many of the choristers and the ashes, those who are in ministry that is seen, like choristers, ashes. Mm-hmm. Protocol.
Exactly.
And they are in a lot of trouble. I don't know if every church, of some of these churches pay for the clothes, but if they have to be buying by them for themselves every time, then I am looking at what the church's leadership can do to support them, because it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
Now they're not going to go ahead.
You know, so it's a worry. And this is, she's a wife and a mother of mm-hmm. two.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not even thinking about it was a conversation that was ongoing, and I heard, and I waded into the conversation. And it was like, I'm not even thinking about clothes for my children and everything, but she wants to sing.
It's not a problem for women only. I there's a church I visit frequently. Mm. Recently,
honestly, I didn't think it was an issue until.
And they
I
have different choirs.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime the different choirs come up, most of the time you see that they are wearing new uniforms and they hardly repeat them.
Charlie.
And I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting there as a man and I'm like, so if my wife is sitting in this choir, who is going to pay for all this?
Mm-hmm.
And the choir may be jai.
Yeah,
but because it is burdensome.
Yeah.
We have life to live. We came to worship God. We didn't come for a fashion parade or a fashion show. So it's about time we started doing something about it. And one of the easiest things to do is to go back to the Orthodox method where we robe. So you can wear anything and robe on it. And you're good to go.
Makes life easy, doesn't it?
Makes life simple.
Mm-hmm. Ariel.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. I missed you.
Papa.
I'm happy to be looking at your face.
She's the one who will celebrate the Christmas.
But I've given you time. I'll come and catch you.
You are the one who will celebrate the Christmas in peace, because you will be coming here. Make sure you don't go anywhere.
Mama, yes.
You won't go anywhere. Mama, tell you, come in. They have served their time.
Okay. You got me.
No, we're talking about, you know, the possible conflict areas that people will have to look out for. Not just people. We're looking at homes, you know. You don't want to enter the festive season and people are frowning at each other, or you're living a facade, like, in your home. When you have guests, then you are smiling. The moment the guests go away, you're so angry with your partner because, you know, they're pushing you to do things that you don't really want to do, or you're unable to do, and you have to go and borrow to satisfy the home and all that. And we've looked at the area of financing. We've looked at gifting. We've looked at the holidays. We've looked at traffic. Mama T asks, is it possible that you're able to buy early? And we've also talked about the in-laws and how considerate they should be, because they can actually put a lot of pressure on the family. And then she also mentioned that it's important that we spend wisely, considering what we have. What more can we get from your end?
Okay, so I have a few more here, some of the things that come up during the festive season. And the first one is the whole Christmas thing of decoration. Decoration can come up with a lot of stress for people. If you really want to conform to the fact that it's Christmas, so I need to change my home and hang things. And it brings a lot of, actually, some form of stress too for people when one party wants it and the other party doesn't. And sadly, Christmas is supposed to be the best time of the year, but research shows that it's the most stressful period that people get heart attack a lot. I mean, by statistics, it's a time that people get so stressed. And then the second one I have is the whole preparation of Christmas itself comes with a lot of clutter. And this clutter in our homes, like we are buying everything, we have to buy things in excess and all that, can affect our mental clarity, brings about some mental fog and stress. The next thing is the fact that we have to merge old traditions with new traditions. And if you want to conform and you want to also merge the new tradition, it becomes stressful because there are new things that are coming up, and then there are the old traditions that you have to stay with family for Christmas. And you remember you mentioned the travel bit and the holiday, and Atabedu was saying you don't have to go on a vacation. But now it's one of the things that people do for Christmas. So sometimes merging old tradition and new tradition becomes family issue, because one party says, okay, let's go out for Christmas. Another say we have to stay and go to the family dinner. There's a lot of family tension when it comes to the festive season, because some people who might have had issues over the year will meet at family gatherings. And so there's a lot of family tension during Christmas. Now, the other thing is, Christmas brings also some isolation to people who are not in the same atmosphere, or they don't have the kind of setting that makes them to conform to what is expected. Everybody thinks when Christmas comes, every home should be bubbly, cooking, you have a party to go, you have to have this happiness, automatic happiness for everybody. It's not everybody who has it. Some people have gone through separation or divorce. Some people have lost their loved ones. So Christmas atmosphere bring about a lot of isolation. And if we are not thinking about other people, we tend to think everybody should conform to what is expected during Christmas. And then the last one is the whole preparation itself. Preparing for Christmas can be stressful. I mean, commercialization of Christmas has made it a very stressful thing. You need to buy things, and the same things we eat every day are the same things we are going to eat. So sometimes I don't understand why the stress comes in. But conforming is where the challenge comes in. Do you want to conform or do you want to be authentic? If you want to be authentic, you need to cut your coat according to your size, just like my fellow colleagues have said. You need to be authentic with yourself and have your boundaries. As a family, there should be some planning, communication, so that we all know what we are doing. But we don't do it until the last minute, and then we start having these misunderstandings home, because we haven't really planned for the whole thing. It just comes, and then we start thinking, okay, we need to do this, we need to do that. So there's a need to plan to avoid this whole preparation and the excessive buying. If you don't plan, you'll waste money. But if you plan, you will spend wisely. And you don't have to gift everybody. You can't actually also gift everybody. You know, Christmas should be meaningful, and we need to go back to the basis of what Christmas is all about. It's about Jesus Christ. He was a gift to us, and we should find it to, I mean, make it a very little Merry Christmas for everybody, and not put so much expectation on ourselves to conform to old system, old traditions, because it's affecting people. After Christmas, people are unwell, and that is not the way Christmas is supposed to be.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much. So I get it that everything that we have talked about boils down to one thing, planning. Yep. Planning, yep. Planning, planning. Okay. Now, when I was trying to, like, I was nosing around, you know, when we were planning to have this conversation, then I also learned that one of the things that it's an area, it's a time also for, it's a difficult time for young couples. If you're celebrating first Christmas together as a couple, I learned that it's a very tough time for them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, in the sense that you are all coming from different places. You have always celebrated Christmas with your families, you know, and all that. And then now you're together. This is when you're learning how your man used to do it with his family, and you also used to do it. You're trying to merge together,
adjusting,
and still hold on to your families.
Yeah.
And I hear it's a really very tough time for them as well. You know,
that's true.
And so, like, when we're having these conversations, I'm like, okay, I didn't realize that these things were. And then I remembered, you know, mine. Okay, we have to go to this place this time. We have to go here. We weren't thinking about ourselves. It was still about how to still be with our families.
Family,
so it hadn't dawned on you that, okay, right now you will have to start building your own traditions together. I'll come back to find out what advice you have for young couples who may be celebrating their first Christmas together. And I can imagine that if we have some of them listening, they already have a lot of things going through their minds, and it will be a good place to give them some advice to be able to minimize the conflict that they may see. And then I want us to talk about, most importantly this morning, if couples are planning and you're having these conversations and it is looking like you're not getting me, you know how important this thing is to me, and you're only focusing on the fact that there's no money, let's not do this, let's not do this. Are you also thinking about, I mean, a little bit of sacrifice to make me happy? Could be either ways. Could be the man saying, could be the woman saying, you know, either ways. Are you thinking about little things that we can do to make me happy, the children happy, or do this and do this? And you're not seeing eye to eye. In as much as, look, I know that, yes, there will be fees to pay after the holidays. We need to give our gifts and be, you know, be very prudent about it and all of those. But if we are still not, if I feel like you're not capturing my sentiments, if I feel like you're not understanding me, if I feel like you're being too insistent on what you believe in and trying to push your way through, how do we deal with those? Yumvita infant cereal with milk is fortified with NutriVie, and it contains 16 essential vitamins and minerals, including zinc, iron, and calcium to aid in baby's healthy growth. It comes in three delicious flavors, maize and wheat and wheat variants, and also in three unique pack sizes, 50 gram, 400 gram tea, and 350 gram block bottom pouch. Get a pack size that best suits your family needs. Yumvita, a delicious way to grow. And now go on and shine your eyes, Mawini Naho, because cooking is being more fun and enjoyable than ever before. While cooking with your favorite Onga spices, there are lots of gifts to be won just like that. Onga brings you Mawini Naho promo. Just shine your eyes and win big. This is Ongalicious. To enter the Shine Your Eyes promo and enjoy all the goodies, one, just pick together 25 promo wrappers of Onga shrimp tablets and add 5 promo wrappers of either chicken, beef, or stew tablet to it. Submit them at any of our redemption centers and you will instantly win a gift. You you can win up to 100,000 CDs, cash, televisions, washing machines, deep freezers, and many more. This is an instant gift. No go Cambia. So shine your eyes and start picking the Onga promo wrappers now. This promo starts from Monday, 16th October. Actually, it started from the 16th of October and it is ending on the 31st of December, 2021. Terms and conditions apply. This advert is FDA approved. And Charlie True, gonna make hard pass. So everybody wants value for their hard-earned money. When it comes to tomato mix, when it comes to tomato mix, value for money means consistent and rich red color that doesn't color your meat or fish. Thick taste, thick paste that gives you your desired quantity of soup and stew, and good tomato flavor that gives that consistent and unique taste to all your dishes. You can rely on Tasty Tom enriched tomato mix for all these. That is why we say weigh your tomato mix. No color changing like traffic beer. De bia koko kama taste no suje on point. Because Tasty Tom is thick. Ufaka kra na ye bibri. Don't compromise on quality. Top up on it at once. Choose Tasty Tom enriched tomato mix and get value for your money. You stand a chance of winning amazing prizes from Tasty Tom during the phone-in sessions with Lexus Bill on Drive Time. All you need to do is to tell us how you prepare your favorite meal using Tasty Tom Enriched Tomato Mix. This promises to be fun and interesting. Tasty Tom Enriched Tomato Mix. Wofakakra. Na ye bebre. And did you know that MTN Momo has an app? Yes, MTN Momo has a brand new app specially designed to make your Momo experience easier, convenient, and faster. Just download the Momo app on Play Store or App Store on your smartphone and look out for the blue and yellow icon. It's that simple. Momo app allows you to view your statements, pay bills, and so much more. Use the app for your Momo transactions and enjoy 100% bonus when you recharge using the Momo app. So go on, download the Momo app now and start transacting with a flex at no data cost. Just Momo it everywhere you go. And Qatar, one of the most fascinating, fast-growing and beautiful places to visit this December with Adansi Travels. That's from the 8th to the 15th of December 2023 for only 1,990 for single sharing and 3,950 for couple. Then another tremendous combination of Africa's cleanest and rich culture nation, Rwanda. And Qatar also from 6th to 13th December 2023. And that's also for only 1,990 for single sharing and 3,950 for couple. Experience the marvelous skyscrapers, state-of-the-art architecture, and a dune bash on the Doha Desert with stunning scenery of the beach in addition. All these packages come with your return flight, Qatar visa, hotel accommodation, airport transfers, travel insurance, daily breakfast, guided shopping, city tours, and many more. Pay an initial deposit of 1,000 cedis to lock your spot. Remember, limited seats are available, so don't miss out. To patronize, please call 05 0559 550 0817 or 055 264 826, or visit our website adansetravels.com to book now. Adansi at 10 Reloaded. It's still a vibe. All right, back to us in the studio. I was asking, what if we know we have to plan? We know we have to be prudent in everything we are doing. We have identified some of the areas that could cause, you know, conflict in our homes. We talked about financing, gifting, holidaying, traffic, the time you buy, what in-laws can be, are you spending wisely? Decorations can bring it. I want it hanchai. I want it simple. I want the lights this way. I want it that way. That one alone can be an issue on its own. The clutter in our homes. I know that thing, right? You go out today, you come, you buy, you dump it here, looking for a good time to sit down and then put everything together. And once you're not finding the time, you walk out, you come in, you enter the house, and you are upset. Could be the man who gave out the money for the things to be bought, but when you come and see the way the things are scattered around the house, you bore. And that's also another issue. So clutter can cause it. We all talked about old traditions, and I think that's what reminded me about the conversations I had, about this young couples. This is how we do it. This is the new way to do it. This is, and before you realize, you are fighting unnecessarily because it's Christmas. How? You know, and then there's family tension. I know that thing. This is the time a lot of people go visiting and things like that. And then you have scores to pick with somebody. And then it is coming up very seriously. And you are making eyes, you are making faces before you realize your whole Christmas and your whole thing is ruined because, and I also want to find out, you can add it to your submissions. Is it a good time to try to settle issues, especially among couples? Like, we have some issues, is Christmas a good time, or you think it can add up to the tension? We want to talk about that. And then we all talked about isolation, and we also talked generally about preparing and planning for Christmas. We know all of these things, yet I feel you're being some way. I feel you're just stuck in your ways. You're not paying attention, you're not listening. And then, in as much as we know all these things, we still are not seeing eye to eye. What do we do when we reach places like that? And also to find out if it's a good time to try to solve problems, maybe at the couple level and bigger family levels. Yeah. Kobi, I'll start with you.
Let's not lose sight of one thing. Christmas is an event. It will pass. Life will move on. So Christmas should not disrupt life. We should let it pass. For young couples, we come from different homes with different upbringings and cultures and traditions. It is one of the reasons why early marriage is difficult, because you are now adjusting to each other. At this point, it is compromises that is your biggest weapon. What we should understand is, especially when one of the two comes from a rather privileged background and the other is not, and especially if it is the woman who comes from that privileged background, you come from a background where your father had the wherewithal to be able to take you on trips and all that. We just married. Number one, as a man, I don't expect my in-law to be funding my family and my trips. Call it pride. But I will do what I can. And if I can't do it, I don't expect it to be a problem. Because I can't take over from where your father left off. He was miles ahead of me. I have to start my own path. And you chose me as I am. So you must understand, and we move. Compromise. The standards may be up there. She'll be willing to come down here. Otherwise, you shouldn't have gone there at all in the first place. You are only going to add stress. And believe you me, if it's a young family, depending on the temperament of the man, this fight this Christmas is going to determine what will happen 10 years down the line.
Yeah, so more.
Because those people, they keep things in them. And they will say that, you know, you did this at this time. I never forgive you. And he'll keep it. And 10 years later, he'll refer you to that incident. And that incident was the defining moment when the color of his love changed. And you don't want it. So if it won't kill you, let it go.
All right.
Christmas will pass. Another one will come.
Yes. Many
God
more.
May Let's open doors.
Another one, that's right.
This one should not kill us.
Absolutely. Yes, certainly. So I am starting from where you left off. You are going to have lots and lots of Christmases to celebrate. So if one Christmas has gone some way, don't die about it. But again, I want to revisit the old tradition people have. There are people who have traditions about many things. Christmas also as part of their tradition, where they are coming from. If you come from where I'm coming from,
I have a little Jehovah Witness background. Mm. We don't celebrate Christmas. Mm. We don't. Until I moved. And even when I moved, me and my husband, we still have an issue over Christmas. Mm. Because still, Christmas is not a serious thing for me. Mm. Christmas is a serious thing for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to learn to do all the Christmas trees. I had to learn when I came to marry. Because we don't see Christmas trees in our home. The best we would have is to go to the village, buy the shiny bulbs, disco bulbs, and then, you know, the village hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then we put the bulbs around it on 24th, and everybody is happy. But if you happen to have married somebody who loves to celebrate Christmas, then I keep saying, let the couple sit and talk. At every point, let's sit, talk, let's agree on something, let's disagree to agree, let's make compromises and see the way forward. Mm. If there are children who are...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Very expectant. Perhaps between us, we have agreed on something. If our children are old enough to have some level of understanding, let's draw them in and say that, well, maybe last year, 2 years, we went on vacation. This year, Daddy won't be able to send us on a vacation. Let's
manage expectations.
Manage something small. Let's even go to the village. Some of our children have never been to our villages. I remember the first time I took my children to my village, far, and then we went to the farm. And when they were carrying small things on their head, and Osofu was taking them video, and then people were watching them, and I'm like, ah, what is this? This is where we lived. We go to the bush to carry things. So sometimes we can take them to the village also a bit, if not to the village. Let them understand that tomorrow's life, they may not have may not be married to their father, and that is one of the truth you just said. Your marriage is not an extension or an annex of what your parents had, and so that is also true. Mm-hmm. That's the importation. That is that something finally I wrote here. If the family can afford. If Daddy can afford, if Mommy can afford, if we have the money to celebrate Christmas, don't be chisel about it. Celebrate Christmas.
That's all.
I mean, celebrate Christmas if you have the money. And after Christmas, you are spending 100,000 and you don't mind. It is just a tip of an iceberg. Celebrate Christmas. But if you don't, my friend, you and nobody's destiny is the same. Do what you can. On Christmas Day, get contemporary, get a Kobe and things. Do proper fufu on Christmas Day, not the chicken one. And it is still Christmas. All right. At the end of the day, we are singing Christmas carols.
Great. Uriel, I'm coming to you in a bit.
Yeah.
You know about the Christmas traditions. We grew up and every Christmas... I mean, during Christmas, they'll buy new clothes for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I started raising my children. Mm-hmm. So you buy clothes all year round, but during Christmas, you still go and do Christmas shopping and all that.
Yeah.
And like, that's how I was brought up. I guess my husband too. So it really wasn't a problem.
Yeah.
Until quite recently, I mean, the kids started growing. Then one of them asked me, Mommy, what is Christmas dress?
What is Christmas dress?
Look, I was so ashamed. Like... What is Christmas dress?
You know.
Is it not just another day we go to church? You know, so What is the big deal?
But for those
about
of us in the villages, their Christmas dress was very important because that is the only time
you get
together,
a new dress.
Very nice dress.
Exactly. Yes. You know, exactly. And I was like, oh, Charlie, this kid is the shy view. Because they don't understand why.
And it also depends on the level, the development clothes, stage. Yes. When you are, they are much younger, they expect it.
Yeah.
Recently, I asked my son, my oldest, I said, do you think you guys, and normally I plan, I plan. So by end of October, first week, November, sort out those things. I don't want it to get to Christmas for prices to increase and all that. And so I asked him, do you think you need some clothes for the season? He's like, oh no, I'm okay. I don't need anything. Mm. Everything is fine.
You know,
And he just brushes aside.
Yeah, their understanding is so different. Yes. And I'm like, oh, this is actually a blessing.
He said, no, we don't need anything. We are fine. We are good.
I asked about, oh, what about, you know, I mean, this Christmas, can we vacation and this? They go like, mommy,
we have exams to write. You see, now they are prioritizing.
Can we forget about that
Christmas
for now?
I
mean, once we're able to get some good breakfast in the morning for the day, we have exams to write. So please hold on to. They said, "Mommy, calm down. Hold on to all those things." And you know why?
Setting beautiful priorities.
Once you want to go into all those things, it means that you are going to be giving them a lot of work to do. They are okay with the issue.
Or they have their own plans.
Plans.
So they don't want your plans to come and disrupt their plans.
They don't have any plans. They just don't want any work to do.
Yeah, I know.
It should be like any other normal day. We are fine, you know. And so, yes, these things are actually... it was actually a big shock for me when they asked, what is Christmas dress?
Gross.
What is it for?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, what is it? Is it not just another Sunday we go to church? What's the big deal? And their father was like,
My oldest just started work, and then I asked him, "Boys, what do you guys want us to plan for this Christmas? Like what?"
Uh-huh.
Said, "I'm thinking of us doing a road trip." Okay. And he said, "Oh no! I want to rest. I'll be tired this Christmas. Yeah. I want to rest."
In fact, what they are asking for is a lot of data, and they are fine.
Their priorities are changing.
I know. Did you know that Momo has a new app? Yes, MTN Momo has a brand new app, especially designed to make your Momo experience easier, convenient, and faster. Just download the Momo app on Play Store or App Store on your smartphone and look out for the blue and yellow icon. It's that simple. Momo app allows you to view your statements. Pay your bills and do so much more. Use the app for your Momo transactions and enjoy 100% bonus when you recharge using the Momo app. So go on, download the Momo app now and start transacting with a flex at no data cost. Just Momo it everywhere you go. And yes, indeed, Ghana make hard pass. So everybody wants value for their hard-earned money. When it comes to tomato mix, value for money means one consistent and rich red color that doesn't color your meat or fish. Thick paste that gives you your desired quantity of soup or stew, and good tomato flavor that gives that consistent and unique taste to all your dishes. You can rely on Tasty Tom and Rich Tomato Mix for all of these. That's why we say weigh your tomato mix. No color changing like traffic. Bia, de bia koko kama. Taste nisu de. On point, because Tasty Tom is thick. Ofaka kra na yebe bru. Eken hu bie nim. Don't compromise on quality. Top papa no at once. Choose Tasty Tom Enriched Tomato Mix and get value for money. You stand a chance of winning amazing prizes from Tasty Tom during the phone-in sessions on Drive Time. All you need to do is tell us how you prepare your favorite meal using Tasty Tom Enriched Tomato Mix. This promises to be fun and interesting. Tasty Tom Enriched Tomato Mix. Ofakakra na yebebre. And once again, we are asking you to shine your eyes because the anger promo is here. But we need Naho promo. Whilst cooking with your favorite Onga spices, there are loads of gifts to be won just like that. Brings you Mawini Naho promo. Just shine your eyes and win big. This is on Galicious. And to enter the shine your eyes promo, these are the things you need to do. One, just pick Together 25 promo wrappers of Onga Shrimp tablets and add 5 promo wrappers of either chicken, beef or stew to it. Submit them at any of our redemption centers and you will instantly win a gift. You can win up to 100,000 CDs cash prizes, television sets, washing machines, deep freezers and many more. This is an instant gift. No go Cambia. So shine your eyes and start picking the Onga promo wrappers now. This promo started from Monday the 16th of October and it's on till the 31st of December 2023. Terms and conditions apply and remember it is FDA approved. Ariel. Ariel, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. So we're taking your final words on how, you know, my question has been, if you're still not seeing eye to eye in as much as you're planning and you feel like your partner is not listening, they're shortchanging you and still makes you unhappy, like, how do we go about it? Mama T has said that, look, nobody is dying. It's Christmas. There will be many more Christmas. Same with Kobe. And remember that it is not an extension of your family home. You too will have to start creating your own traditions and learn to understand because it's just an event. It will pass and go. What more do you want to add to that?
Yes. what I'd like to say is as much as we need to set boundaries during the festive season, there should be some room for flexibility also. Okay. And if one party wants the Christmas another way and the other party wants another way, the only way to go forward is for the two of them to find a middle ground to move forward. But Mama T mentioned something I want to end on with my final submission, which is about if you have the money to do it, just allow your family to have it. And what I've noticed over the years is sometimes it's not having the money, but it's, I mean, following the old tradition and the activities that some people don't really like. And that's why they're like, okay, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Not so much about the money. And if you don't want to follow the old tradition, then that's where sometimes we have this conflict. I think we should learn to start adapting and creating our own traditions, something new for ourselves. For me, the old tradition really stresses and depresses me. So I took to the highways. I will leave town. Every Christmas, I will leave Accra. Because the old tradition didn't work for me anymore. I can't find it meaningful. So I like to head out for a holiday, go out of Accra, check in somewhere and have a family time with my children. So we need to start being authentic and empowered to set our own traditions, to do the Christmas the way it's meaningful to us, because that's what it's supposed to be. If we keep conforming, we will always spend Christmas miserable, and then at the end of the day, we bring so much stress in the family, and this one don't understand why this is doing that. Let's be an individual, create our own traditions, don't conform, be empowered so you can lead a healthy and meaningful Christmas. Great. I think we should just learn to create our own rules now.
Thank you all very much. I will sum everything that has been set up. So please grab your pens and take notes of these. When you start your conversations, you can always allude to this. But before that, once again, Yum Vita infant cereal with milk is fortified with Nutri-V and it contains 16 essential vitamins and minerals, including zinc, iron, and calcium to aid in baby's healthy growth. It comes in 3 delicious flavors. You have the maize and wheat, the rice, and the wheat variants. Also in 3 unique pack sizes, 50 gram, 400 gram tea, 350 gram block bottom pouch. So go get